The 14-day inter-island travel quarantine for the counties of Hawaii, Kauai, and Maui went into effect today. Neighbor island travelers to Oahu will not be affected, but will need to quarantine when they return to their home island. Exemptions can be made for essential workers and medical visits, which can be requested from your home county. Maui Mayor Mike Victorino first asked Governor David Ige to reinstate the inter-island quarantine on July 24th, when the number of new positive COVID-19 cases reached a then record of 60 cases. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about what prompted that request.
I saw the numbers rising in Oahu, and it became very concerning. And they were having large gatherings, which was occurring here on Maui also. So about 2 weeks ago, as the numbers went into double digits consistently and continuously rising, I put the alarm out at that point saying, I believe we've got to reinstitute inter-island quarantine. Because the numbers not only were scary, but growing at a very steady pace. And it kind of fell on deaf ears at first. But as it got into the triple digits, which we've had, I think, 12 days of triple digit throughout the state, then is when everyone realized that what I was saying, and I think others were saying the same thing, I wasn't the only one, by the way, that we needed to roll back a little as far as what was happening and reinstitute inter-island quarantine, the 14-day quarantine between islands. So the governor granted us that with the responsibility of doing it on our own. In other words, we need to do our own checking. We need to do our own contacts. We need to do all the other aspects that the state has been doing for trans-Pacific flights. We instituted that. I just got off the phone a few minutes before I called you to find out how the first couple of flights went this morning. Some glitches, and we expected that. We expect some challenges the first few days. However, overall, it went fairly smooth. My reports, there was no major challenges. I think the only challenge we're seeing now, we were inundated with exemptions requests. And so we're still kind of trying to catch up on that. I don't think we expected quite so many so quickly. However, we are working on it, and I've assigned additional personnel to handle that so that we can get the backlog taken care of. These are for exemptions like essential workers, fire, police, doctors, nurses, essential infrastructure workers, people like that that we're all applying one time. Overloaded our system, and so we admit that we had more requests than we could handle. And so I put extra personnel, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll be back to what I call a normalcy. Because some of these people travel every day or every week, and so once we get them in the system, it'll be a lot easier. So those have been the biggest challenges we've had in the first day of the reinstituting of the 14-day quarantine.
It sounds like the responsibility is now with the counties for the quarantine, not just the enforcement, but the checking in and the exemption where previously it was the state function.
Yes. And so the inter-island quarantine now has fallen upon the three counties, Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii County, to institute, put their own personnel. We're fortunate we have Roberts, who's been helping the state. We're hiring them to help us in that area. So that makes it a little bit easier for us to have a continuity in this whole process. Because our form is not much different than the state form. The only thing that we've eliminated, and we were told by Corporation Council, and they're still checking into this respect, that we couldn't ask medical questions because we don't have the Department of Health checking our forms. Our forms are not going straight to the Department of Health. We are collecting them. So until they find a final determination from the AG's office, we've left all the health questions out. We do the health screening, all of that, but we're not asking the health questions. Have you been sick? Have you any symptoms like coughs, rough, sore throat, things like that? That's on the state form. We don't have that on our county form.
July 24th, you initially requested, then you asked again on August 5th. Why do you think it took so long for the state to come together on this quarantine?
I really rather not speak to anybody else's decision-making. I think the governor and others, other mayors, were looking at what was trending. I still felt we should have acted a little earlier. Maybe we could have slowed down some of the outbreak in Oahu. However, with that being said, I don't like to second-guess decisions made by others. I can tell you why I wanted to do it and the rationale I had, but maybe some people don't share the same rationale. And so I respect that. And now we're seeing the results. And it's a little scary right now. But this is going on throughout the United States. We're not the only one. As the other states have opened up like us, people decided, oh, they didn't have to be careful anymore. We didn't have to wear masks. We could get together in large groups, go to the beach, have a great time. And it was meant to open up in a sense of safety and health as the priority. But I'll say the public in general, there are many who just didn't pay attention, didn't concern themselves with that. And many of us who had and worked so hard and got the numbers down to almost nothing, we're really offended in that respect. They've done this, and now we all paying the price because that slows down the recovery of the economy. It puts people in harm's way. We had 3 more deaths reported yesterday in Oahu. Again, did we need to go through this? I really hope we never have to do this again. And we learn this time, when we come out of it, we will be conscientious in protecting ourselves and our families, which then in turn protects our community.
There's definitely an alarming number here on Oahu, and you warned that there could be alarming numbers on Maui this week. Could you talk about what you're seeing from your contact?
My medical group that's checking all these numbers and the potential for future numbers, many of these cases are evolving, some from the clusters at these beach parties that you saw on Facebook, where groups were getting together and having drum groups. They're religious in nature, and they were hundreds of them would get together and sing and dance on the beach, and there was no face mask, there were no physical distancing, they were just together. And we've seen some residual effect from that. We're seeing some from travel to Oahu. I have a group that went to Oahu for a party, and 4 out of the 5 that went to the party have proven positive after returning back to Maui. And there's a yoga class that kind of, just like your gyms, one super spreader went to a number of other events and have spread to other areas. So far, the numbers have been fairly low, but part of the 7 to 15 that's going to be reported today comes from that yoga class exposure. So there's very similar situations happening here that happened in Oahu. Right now, we're fortunate because we've been able to reduce the number of gatherings, social gatherings now down to 10, indoors or outdoors, and people are starting to comply. Our police were out this weekend citing people, warning groups, and they pretty much adhered to the warnings and dispersed. However, until I have a few weeks of the new rules or reinstituting of the old rules, if you want to use that term, I won't be confident yet. I will be concerned that we will have higher than usual numbers. Last month we had 46. The prior 2 months we had 3 and 4, a total of 7. That alone is really concerning. And this month we're at 15. As of yesterday, we're at 15. So, you know, we're always a day behind, right? So today's numbers reflect yesterday's testing, right? So today I'm expecting we could double what we had for the past first 10 days of the month.
I did want to ask you about restrictions. You mentioned there's been a limit on group gatherings of 10 or more people, but there's been no business shutdowns. Here on Oahu, there's been shutdowns of beaches and parks and bars and other places across the board. So what restrictions are you looking at, and what would trigger any closures for Maui County?
There's 2 triggers I'm looking at. Number of cases, and I would say what we're looking at, if we're at double digit between 10 and 20 for 5 consecutive days, I would truly start to consider pulling back. In other words, looking at closing down beach parks, maybe other areas where people tend to gather, even though we have this 10 or less requirement. Let's say these are areas where I have a real fear factor because it's open air. People have this sense of security because it's open air and, you know, the germ's not supposed to spread or supposed to die in the sunlight or in the heat. Well, that COVID-19 has proven that incorrect. If you look at the outbreak throughout the United States, Arizona, Nevada, California, Florida, Texas, these are states that are fairly warm states during the summer months, and they have had record numbers. So with that being said, I'm going to be observing the numbers, that's first, and secondly, how people are complying. if we have a lot of people that are not complying or we have groups that refuse to comply, then that would be my next trigger to say, okay, just like what your mayor did, we'll shut down or we'll start rolling back. We'll close down bars and other areas that are susceptible to gatherings and do what we need to do. But that is the next step. I am hoping that the public will understand. And people in my county have been pretty reasonable overall, but I am so afraid that as time goes on, they're not going to be listening. And that if that continues, I have to take stringent restrictions and be more restrictive and roll back the opening of Maui County. We've now gotten to a point where we need to really be vigilant. You know, you hear this all the time on the TV, radio, all the medical experts. Everyone is saying the same message. We've let our guard down. Okay, we know what we've done wrong. We've got to be more vigilant. We've got to start doing what is right. Wearing of masks, properly wearing of the mask, wearing the right mask, you know, cloth or surgical, three-layer surgical mask is very important. N95's the best, but they're hard to find, and I'd rather keep that for our emergency responders and our healthcare workers who are the heroes and the front lines protecting our health and well-being. So leave the N95s for them. But all the other types of masks, but wear something is very important. If you can wear the correct mask, masking is helpful. Physical distance, keep 6 to 10 feet between yourself and whomever, especially not your immediate family who you have contact day in and day out with, yeah? And finally, don't go to work if you're sick. If you're at work and you feel a little not well, go home. And good hygiene and sanitation. Wash your hands 5 times as you used to. And clean the areas, high-touch areas. You know, have it sanitized as much as possible. These are the methods that I think most of us agree, medical experts, political leaders, and others throughout the world and the states and Hawaii, that if we all do that together, we can overcome COVID-19. And the saying I give to our people here in Maui County is this: only you can prevent COVID-19 from spreading.
Maui County Mayor Mike Victorino talking with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about the 14-day inter-island travel quarantine. To download traveler forms or request an exemption, you can visit the county website where you're traveling to or from. We'll have links to those on our website. Look for the Conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.